Hello.
My name is Tamara, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yes, bro, this is me.
How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am, I'm trying to file a claim for unemployment.
Okay, may I have your social, please?
All right, 418-455 6252.
Okay, have you ever filed before? May I have your name, please?
Dante Hughes,
You
and
never filed before?
no, ma'am.
And what employer are you filing?
For Clean Harbor slash Thompson Industrial Services.
Thompson Gregg.
No, Thompson Industrial Services.
Okay, so what that wouldn't be Thompson's Greg I see under here.
No, man, I don't think that's it. But it could be under Clean Harbor if you see Clean Harbor on
I
there.
don't see that. I see Buckhanna, William Buckhanna, or Thompson Greg.
I guess it might be Thompson Gray. I guess I'm not sure.
Yes, okay, that. I mean, that's what it would have to be. That's your last employer, 2024,
Oh yeah, well,
2020.
man, that's it. Yeah, that's it there. Yeah, man.
Okay, so you've never filed before. So we
No,
need to register. I got to register you. Hold on, please. And your first name is going to be Dontaee.
yes, ma'am.
Do you have a middle initial?
Yes, ma'am. Q.
Your last name, HUG, HES.
Yes, ma'am.
Your date of birth, please.
January 10th, 1996.
And your mother's maiden name.
Maiden name is Tweety.
Her maiden name is Tweety.
Yes, ma'am.
TWE
E.
TY.
No, DIE. Yeah, that's before
TWE
they get.
T
Yeah,
that's before
D.
she married.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that's it.
TWEEDIE.
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have a driving license?
Yes, ma'am.
Number.
All right, 8598623.
8598623. Okay, I registered you, so if I may have to ask you the same questions again because you just been registered. So now we're getting ready to start the claim. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud.
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense, punishable by a fine or imprisonment up to 5 years, and could affect your ability to receive future benefits.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
The federal government?
Yes.
I don't think so. No, ma'am, I don't think
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
so. No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a trade readjustment allowance certification?
I don't even know what that is.
If you file with your company overseas,
Oh, no, ma'am.
do you have a suffix with your name? Are you a second, third, fourth, fifth, junior, or a senior?
I'm an original. I ain't got nobody. kids.
D-O-N-T-A-E. And your middle initial again, please.
Q.
H-U-G-H-E-S. Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Do you have an email address you want on file? It's optional. If you don't want, okay. May I have a phone number, please?
205-367-8389. Yes, ma'am.
Your date of birth again, please?
January 10th, 1996.
And your mother's maiden name again, please?
Tweedy, T-W-E-E-D-I-E.
And you do have a driving license, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
What state?
Alabama.
Number?
859-8623.
859-8623. Yes, ma'am. And your race?
Black.
You non-Hispanic?
I got a little Hispanic in me.
So are you Hispanic?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
I completed college.
1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, what?
Kind of like a 3 year college.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
In your residential country, United States of America?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have your resident address, please?
848 Roland Bates Road.
848. Okay.
Yes,
and can you spell that out, please?
All right. Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D, Bate, B-A-T-E, Road, R-D.
Okay. Is Roland Bate Road, is Roland Bate one word?
No, ma'am. It's two words. Roland Bates, two words. My bad.
Is R-O-L-A-N-D-B-A-T-E.
Yes,
is there an S on the end of that?
On Bates, yes, ma'am. But not on my driver's license, but yeah, it is on my mailing address, I think.
Okay. Bates.
Yeah,
okay.
Two words, though.
Okay, so I got 848 Roland, O-L-A-N-D, space, B-A-T-E-S, space,
yes, ma'am.
Road.
Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. The rest, continue.
Carrollton, Alabama.
Who?
Carrollton, Alabama.
C-A-R-A?
No, C-A-R-R-O-L-L-T-O-N.
Okay, so am I saying C-A-R-R-O-L-L-T-O-N?
Yeah, ma'am.
Okay, and that's Alabama. And can I have that zip code, please?
35447.
35447. Is your mailing address the same as your resident address?
Yeah, ma'am.
Okay. And what was your occupation?
Technician.
Okay, what type of technician, sir?
Yeah, they really say. I'm basically like a hydroblaster. Hydroblasting technician.
Hydroblaster.
I don't even see.
They ain't even pulling up. Wait a minute. Okay, we got the stoops. Okay. Let me see. Let's see. Blaster. I'm going to do blast. Blasting helper. Blaster. Blaster setting. Blaster hole driller. Explosive worker.
We work with like water. We industrial cleaners. Like contract work.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Wait a minute, because industrial machinery, industrial, you said cleaners, industrial cleaners?
Yes, ma'am.
It's not even coming up. Oh, come on. Let's see. I'm trying to, because it's not aircraft cleaner, auto cleaner, no detailer. Equipment cleaner, no.
I mean, we do clean equipment.
Okay. Okay. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still seeking work.
Okay.
I haven't worked for this job in like my last paycheck was August the 2nd, and they haven't called me to work in it for anymore. I think they haven't fired me, and I haven't quit, but I haven't been working.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union? Are you with the union?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
And you said the next question, did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am. He never gave me a definite date.
Okay. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal occupation?
Yeah, I'm available to work, but they haven't called me.
Okay. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
How many miles?
How many miles? Uh-huh.
20.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
The lowest hourly wage, 18.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between?
Yes, ma'am.
You have?
Yes,
have you worked, okay, between 4/1/2023 and 3/31/2024, so in between April and March of last year and this year, you worked in another state?
Yes, ma'am.
And what state was that?
I worked in, sometimes Tennessee.
Okay, and what else? Was it somewhere else?
Mississippi. Yeah, Mississippi.
Okay,
too.
Okay, so it's Tennessee and Mississippi.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? Do you want them to take taxes out? Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have an option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card would take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. What do you prefer?
I'll do direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Savings.
I need a routing number and an account number, please.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on. All right, 0622, 0622, 605704. That's a routing number.
Okay, wait a minute. 06-2205-704. And can I have the account number, please?
90114105.
90114105. Yes, ma'am. Okay. And this is Thompson Greg, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Need a phone number for them, please.
A phone number for them?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to talk to three one eight seven four six one eight two five.
I have 318-746-1825.
Yes, ma'am.
And what city and state did you work in?
I worked a lot in Alabama, but like we are traveling coming, so we go somewhere everywhere.
So what was your last one that you worked?
Alabama. Alabama.
What city?
Decatur, Alabama. Decatur. Yeah, Decatur, Alabama.
Okay,
DECATUR.
DECATUR in it. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Alabama. Okay. Oh, yeah, I travel. And what was your employment start date with them? Month, day, and year?
Like February the 9th, 2022.
And your last day worked again, month, day, and year?
I think also August the 2nd. I think I saw August the 2nd. That's my last paycheck too. Matter of fact, it gotta be. Hold on, let me check my phone. I'm trying to see.
Okay.
July the 26th.
Was your last day worked?
Yes, ma'am.
026-2024.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
But I got my paycheck. My last paycheck was on the 2nd of August.
Okay. And the reason you're no longer working? Quit, discharge, lack of work, or other.
Lack of work.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
I still got vacation time, but I haven't used it yet.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, you certify that all your answers are true and accurate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. H-U-G-H-E-S. Okay. Okay, it's necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. I'll be asking you some randomly generated questions.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold on. What month was David Hodges born in? January, March, July, October.
David Hughes.
Hughes, you, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was born in January.
In what county do you currently live? Pickens, Cherokee,
Yes,
Henry?
ma'am. Pickens.
Which one? Pickens.
Pickens, yes, ma'am.
Which of the following age ranges more closely matches the age of Maxine Hughes? Hughes. How do you pronounce that? Hughes?
Hughes.
Hughes. I'm saying
Yeah,
Hughes.
that. Who
Okay.
Maxine?
Maxine, 33, 37, 40, 44, 54, 58, 63, 67.
Maxine?
Yes.
I heard of that person, but I really don't know who Maxine. That must be one of my cousins or something.
Okay.
Yeah, Kyle, I don't even know Maxine.
Like, who is that? Okay.
Yeah, I'm wondering. I'm like, dang, you asking about my cousin?
But you know, they do that just to make sure you are who you are,
Yeah,
you know?
I have heard of Maxine before. I'm not, yeah, I have heard of Maxine, but I
She
just don't
like
know
one
her
of them
like that.
cousins down the line, like the 10th cousin or
Yeah.
something. All
Yeah,
right.
my mama can tell you.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
she'll
can't.
tell you better. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits Right and Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility and how to file your weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. Now, the process we just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday, ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or by telephone at 1-800 752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN number. Additional instructions are in your Benefits Right and Responsibility booklet. Now, beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, visit your local Alabama Career Center. All right. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Alrighty. Well, make sure you go ahead and do that updated resume. under that www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov. File your weekly claims with your 3 job searches until y'all go back to work.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Your transaction has been completed, and your transaction number is going to be 498-059.
Hold on, my bad. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, say that again.
Your transaction number is 498-059-205. 205.
All right.
Correct.
498-059-205.
You got it.
All right. Thank
you. Okay. You're very welcome, sir. And I thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. And you have a great day.
All right. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.